Hello, my name is Zaria. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes.
Okay, hold just a second. All right, and what county are you in?
Baldwin County.
All right, so the first one that pops up is the Baldwin County Health Department in Robertsdale. That's located at 23280 Gilbert Drive.
Uh-huh.
And their phone number is sorry?
Oh, is that's an appointment place?
Yes, sir, you have
appointment
to
only?
Contact them.
Okay.
It's 251-947-1910.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
That's the only place?
There's another one at Fairhope Pediatrics. It's 1908 7B Greenough Road in Fairhope. I don't have a phone number on them, but that's the other site.
And what about the drive-up sites?
All that we have access to is what I've just provided you with. I'm not sure if those are drive-up sites or not, but you have to contact them to figure, you know, to see if they are drive-up sites or not.
I think those are appointment only, and there was other places too, as Alberta's got. I know there's several spots. I guess I was trying to find out. I had talked to someone earlier, but I thought maybe the information wasn't out there yet. But for the last couple of weeks, OWA in Foley, Alabama, the amusement park place, got the big parking lots and stuff. They've been having drive-up, first come, first serve. And they had canceled Tuesdays because of the weather being so cold and rescheduled that for Friday. But they normally have them on Thursdays also, and I was trying to find out if they were still having it on Thursday, because I didn't want to leave at 4 in the morning and wait in line. And then
so
I
it would be
shot.
Best for you to contact the county health department for those details on whether they're still holding that those drive-by vaccines or not, but we don't have any information on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you much.
All right. I hope we've been able to help. If you need any more information, you may visit the following sites, adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
All right, thank you.